Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. So September is quite literally right around the corner, or depending on when you're listening to this episode, she has already arrived. And I don't know about any of you, but something about the month of September makes me want to get my whole life together and lock in for the rest of the year. I think it's a combination of the weather finally starting to cool down a bit, fall being around the corner, and it just feels like the perfect time for a little life reset. And when I say I want to reset, I mean literally every area of my life, from my routines, my space, my finances, my health, my career, my wardrobe, literally everything. And maybe you're feeling the same way. Maybe you've been summering a little too hard, which honestly, I love that for you. And maybe now you're ready to get back into a routine, or maybe you've been feeling like you've been making too many excuses lately, or maybe you've been thinking to yourself, okay, I know I could do better, I could be doing more, and I just want to show up for myself a little bit more. We've all had those moments where we think, okay, I need to get my life together, I need to get serious. So today we're doing exactly that. This is basically my chic girl's guide to getting your life together. These are all of the things that I like to do when I feel like I need a fresh start, a little structure and routine in my life, and when I need to remember that I am in fact the woman in charge of my own life. If you're ready to get your life together, lock in, do a little life reset, grab your iced latte, your matcha, enjoy your walk, your cleaning, whatever you're doing when you're listening to this, and let's get into it. So as always, before we get into the bulk of today's episode, I want to share my Sunday sip segment of the week, which is where I share my high and low from the previous week. And I don't really have a major low from this week, honestly. I guess the only thing that I could find to complain about or think about is the fact that it's still hot as hell out here. And as much as I love summer, I am ready for the weather to cool down just a little bit, just a smidge. Give me a little breeze. That's all I need. But really, that's kind of the only thing that I've been like, I'm kind of over this, ready for the cooler weather, the cozy vibes and all that. But my high from this week, I actually went on my last road trip of the summer to Laguna Beach, one of my favorite places. Laguna Beach is so, so beautiful. It's literally like the most magical, charming place that I've been to. And the trip overall was amazing. Did a lot of walking around, shopping, went to the beach. It was just an amazing time. Okay, now I want to get into my chic girl's guide to getting your life together. And before we get too deep into cleaning your space, organizing your finances, getting your nails done, and all of that, I want to start off by sharing what I think is the most important part in getting your life together, and that is mindset maxing. So at the end of the day, you can have the cleanest apartment, the cutest planner, a fully stocked fridge, and a fresh set of nails, but if you're walking around with a negative mindset and negative thoughts, you're probably not going to feel very put together for long. So I think the first step in getting your life together is getting your mind right, doing a little bit of mindset maxing. And I'm not talking about, you know, waking up every morning and forcing yourself to be positive or pretending like everything is amazing when it isn't. I'm simply talking about just being a little more aware of the way you're approaching your own life. Your perspective shapes your reality. And also watch how you talk to yourself. I think we can get really comfortable with having these little negative thoughts and identities about ourselves that we're not even aware of, like saying things like, oh, I'm so bad with money, or I'm a messy person, I'm terrible at routines, or I'm always late, or I'm not disciplined enough. And sometimes those things become part of our personality. And if we say them enough, believe them enough, they also become part of our reality. But I do think there's something to be said for asking, is this actually who I am, or is this who I've conditioned myself to believe I am? Because those are two very, very different things. For example, if you have been told your entire life that you're a messy person, or if you've told yourself this your entire life, and you start to believe that that's actually who you are, you are going to behave as a person who is messy. And that goes for anything positive or negative. If you tell yourself consistently that you are a disciplined person and you're someone who shows up consistently, you are going to behave as that person. So if you're really trying to get your life together and create change, I think it's important to pay attention to what are those stories that you tell yourself. And aside from that, I think it's also important to pay attention to what you're feeding your brain, what you're consuming all day. Because listen, you cannot spend 5 hours on TikTok comparing your life to everyone else's and then wonder why you feel behind in your own life. And you can't constantly consume content that makes you feel like you need to buy more, look different, accomplish more, have a better body, a better apartment, a better career, and then wonder why you feel like your life isn't enough. I know for myself, every once in a while, I have to do a little social media detox, especially when I find myself in that comparison loop or whenever I find myself feeling negative about myself and my own life. That is usually a sign that I need to log out and log back in into my real life. With social media, I think it's important to be intentional with who you're following, what you're watching, the podcasts you're listening to, and how you feel after consuming it. Do you feel inspired, excited, motivated, or do you feel anxious, inadequate, jealous? And you don't have to only consume inspirational, educational, positive vibes only type of content, because I do think too much of anything is not a good thing. Like, for example, if I consume only content that's centered around how to better myself, how to improve, how to grow, and very personal development heavy, I will start to feel like I'm not doing enough or I'm doing things wrong, and there's always something about myself that I need to improve. And that can create the opposite effect of what that type of content is supposed to have. And likewise, if I only consume brain rot content, that will affect me negatively as well. So I find for myself, I need a healthy balance between motivational, uplifting content that helps me become a better person. But I also like to consume content that is more relatable, relaxing, entertaining. Like, it doesn't have to be all or nothing when it comes to what you're consuming on social media. But I do think it's important to be a little more protective of what you're feeding your brain. The next step in getting your life together is doing an honest life audit. Before we can start changing everything, we actually have to figure out what needs changing. And I know the phrase life audit can sound very serious and corporate and overwhelming, like I'm about to pull up a spreadsheet and conduct a quarterly performance review on myself, but I promise it does not have to be that serious. One way that I like to romanticize this process of doing a life audit is putting on a cute outfit, going to one of my favorite coffee shops, bringing my cute stationery, ordering my favorite iced latte with a good playlist going, and just sitting down and brain dumping on every area of my life. And if you're someone who loves doing things with friends, this could actually be a fun activity to do together. Get your girlfriends together, go somewhere cute, grab a coffee, a matcha, and have a little let's get our life together sesh. I think that could be really fun and cute and make this step not feel as overwhelming. And some questions I like to ask myself when I'm doing a life audit are, what feels good right now in my life and what's actually working for me? What doesn't feel good? What have I been avoiding? Where have I been making excuses for myself? And what do my current daily habits actually look like right now? And what am I tolerating that I don't want to tolerate anymore? And when you're answering these questions, you don't need to be perfect. You don't have to have the answers figured out, but you do need to be honest with yourself. And once you know what's working, what's not, then you can actually start figuring out what you want instead, what needs to change, which brings me to the next step in getting your life together is deciding how you want your life to feel right now. And I really want to emphasize the right now because we are constantly moving through different seasons of life. And what you need from your life at 22 might not be what you need at 30. Maybe right now you're in a season where work is really busy and you just want your life to feel more organized and structured. Or maybe you're newly single and this season is really about healing and spending time with your friends and dating yourself and figuring out who you are again. There's no right answer to how your life should feel. So instead of asking yourself, you know, what should my life look like right now? What should I want? Ask yourself, what do I need in my life right now? How do I want it to feel right now? And once you figure that out, you can ask yourself, what needs to change for my life to feel that way? So for example, if you want to feel more organized in your life, maybe that looks like getting a planner, having a better calendar system, an actual place to keep your to-do list. Or if you're wanting to feel healthier, maybe you need to start meal planning or getting back into a workout routine and fixing your sleep schedule. My next step in getting your life together is resetting your routines. 9 times out of 10, when I have that feeling of, ugh, I need to get my life together, I realize I'm not in my routines. I've completely fallen off track. For me, routines are one of the quickest ways to get back to feeling like myself. And I know routines can sometimes sound very like rigid and boring, but honestly, the older I get, the more I love a good routine, okay? If there's anything that I've learned about routines is that your routines do not have to be this elaborate 4-hour situation. I am not waking up at 4:30 a.m., meditating for an hour, doing Pilates, drinking celery juice, you know, reading 47 pages of a self-help book. I'm not doing that, unfortunately. I personally like to keep my routines realistic and effective. So when it comes to my morning routine, my biggest thing is just giving myself enough time in the morning that I don't feel rushed. So I want to wake up and have just a little time to pour into myself before I immediately have to start doing things for everyone else. The next step in getting your life together, I feel like, is a given, but it needs to be said, and that's to declutter your physical and your digital space, because those things have a much bigger impact on our lives than we truly realize. Like, nothing stresses me out faster than when my space is a mess, when there's laundry I have to catch up on, when my inbox is overflowing. And I'm not saying your apartment needs to look like a Pinterest board or that everything has to be perfectly clean and organized 24/7, but I do think it's a lot easier to feel calm and focused and put together when your environment isn't working against you. And that's why I like to do my nightly resets, because it helps maintain a level of organization and cleanliness so that I'm not feeling overwhelmed. And I also love doing a big declutter at least once a quarter. I will go through my closet, clean out my drawers, organize my cabinets, and just get rid of things that I don't use anymore. I swear, a good declutter solves at least 30% of my problems, and it always makes me feel lighter and clearer and more in control of my life. I'm actually doing a huge declutter this weekend to prepare for the month of September, and I'm so excited and very much looking forward to it. And my next step in getting your life together is to have a life admin day. And I know this might not sound like the most glamorous thing on this list, but it is the most helpful to getting your life together, I think. You know, we all have those random little tasks that we push off or tell ourselves we'll do later, whether it's like returning a package or scheduling an appointment or making a phone call or paying a bill. And the thing with these things is that none of these things are ever particularly difficult. They're usually not even that time consuming, but when you have like 10, 20, 30 little things kind of floating around in your brain, it starts to create this constant feeling of mental clutter and overwhelm. And you know that feeling when you're trying to relax, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking, ugh, I still need to do that thing. I need to make that appointment. And that's why I love having a dedicated life admin day. I will literally sit down and brain dump everything that's been taking up space in my mind, whether it's appointments that I need to make, paperwork that I need to fill out, errands that I need to run, random tasks that I need to do that I've been avoiding. And I will either schedule it, delegate it, do it immediately, and it feels so rewarding afterwards. I actually experienced this recently. I put off getting my new state ID for months. My California one expired back in May, and I put it off until literally this month. It's not that it was a big task. It literally took me maybe 30 minutes, if that. But I put it off for months for whatever reason, because I kept telling myself, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, I need to do this first, or it's not that important. But it was still in the back of my mind every single day that I needed to schedule an appointment to get my new ID. And finally, I had my life admin day. I scheduled the appointment, I did the thing, and it was over and done with just like that. So I highly recommend making a list of every little thing you've been pushing off, avoiding, and just carrying around mentally, and dedicating a day to handling those things, because nothing makes you feel more like you have your life together than finally taking care of all the things that you've been saying you'll do later. And my next step in getting your life together is getting back into your wellness era. I think I am officially at the age where I just do not play about my health and wellness anymore. And not in a super obsessive way, but I do notice so much more now how certain things make me feel. Like, I can tell when I've gone a few days without moving my body. I can tell when I haven't been eating the best. I can tell when I haven't been sleeping that great. And it just affects me so much more. And I think getting older just makes you a little bit more aware of the connection between how you're taking care of yourself and how you actually feel day to day. But I'm also not going to sit here and pretend like I work out 7 days a week and eat a perfectly clean, high protein, high fiber diet every single day, because I don't. I love a takeout night. I love going out and getting drinks. Sometimes I'm absolutely eating something because it sounds good and not because it's packed with protein and fiber. And I'm totally okay with that. For me, getting my health and wellness together isn't about being perfect. It's more about getting back to the basics and paying attention to what my body is telling me. So, am I moving enough? Am I eating meals that make me feel good? Am I drinking enough water? Am I getting enough sleep? And am I doing things that make me feel good instead of constantly running myself to the ground, feeling tired, fatigued, burned out? And I think that's really the goal, is I want to feel good. And like I said, I am not trying to be perfect or suddenly become the healthiest person alive, but I know that when I am taking care of my body, everything else feels a little easier. And honestly, when I do need a good life reset, it can be as simple as going grocery shopping, drinking some water, going for a walk, getting a good night's sleep. It doesn't always have to be so complicated. It can be as simple as that. Okay, so this next one, some of my girls are not going to like this, but we need to talk about it. And it's about money, specifically creating a financial plan, which is my next step in getting your life together. Because listen, as much as I love a Sephora haul, a cute coffee, a Target run, or telling myself that I deserve to treat myself, because I do, part of getting your life together is knowing what's going on with your finances. And don't get me wrong, I'm still very much a let's romanticize life and buy ourselves flowers every now and then kind of girl. But I also think there's a huge difference between treating yourself and being financially irresponsible. And one of the quickest ways to feel out of control is to avoid looking at your finances altogether. And if you've ever had a moment where you're scared to check your bank account, or you don't know when a bill is coming out, or you have subscriptions you don't even know you're paying for, it is time to create a financial plan. And I think every chic girl should know how much money is coming in, how much money is going out, what bills are due and when, what subscriptions you're paying for, what reoccurring expenses you have, what you're spending on each month, what you're saving. You should have a general understanding of your financial situation and have a plan. I'm not a financial guru, so I'm not going to get too much into this, but highly recommend looking up videos on TikTok, finding resources to help you get started on creating a financial plan for yourself, and just getting comfortable with your finances, I think, is one of the chicest things you can do and will definitely help you get your life together. And my last step in getting my life together is to start looks maxing again. And I know the girls who get it are going to understand me when I say this, but taking care of my physical appearance is just as important to me as taking care of my mental health. And before anyone takes that the wrong way, obviously your mental health is important, but I genuinely think there's something to be said for liking how you look, feeling good in your body, and taking pride in how you present yourself. When I feel like I look good, I just feel better. I feel more confident. I actually want to get dressed and leave the house. I feel more like myself. And as a result, that affects my mental health as well. And I really noticed this when I got sick this past summer. Obviously, when you're sick, the last thing you're thinking about is doing your hair or putting on makeup. You're just trying to survive, feel better, and heal. And after a while, I realized I had stopped doing all the little things that normally make me feel like myself, and that made me feel 10,000 times worse. There's just something about freshly done hair, clean nails, glowing skin, a good outfit that makes me feel like I am so back. And that is my chic girl's guide to getting your life together. And as you can tell, it's not about completely reinventing yourself overnight or waking up tomorrow as this perfectly organized, incredibly disciplined 5 a.m. girl who has every area of her life figured out. It's really just about deciding, okay, let me take care of myself and get things back in order. Maybe that means cleaning your apartment. Maybe it means finally, you know, making that appointment you've been putting off, looking at your finances, getting back into your routines. It can really be as simple as that. And if you're someone who's been feeling like, I need to get my life together, together. I need to focus and lock in. I just want to say, you don't have to wait until January to start over. You don't need to wait for Monday or for a new month. You can decide at any moment that you're going to get your life together and you're going to show up for yourself better. And if you're listening to this in September, there are still 4 whole months left in the year, and that is plenty of time to make some changes, get back on track, and start showing up for yourself a little bit more. So consider this your sign to start getting your life together. That is it for today's episode. I hope this gave you a little motivation to hit reset, get your life together, and step into this week feeling a little bit more organized, intentional. And as always, I will see you Sunday.